Not on my watch. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. How well do you know history? Does the name Telemachus mean anything to you? In the early part of the 5th century, he took a trip to Rome. It was there that he witnessed a bloody battle to the death in the Colosseum. Telemachus was a Christian monk who knew that premeditated murder was against God's law, and he took action against it. One man felt God's heart breaking and decided he had to do something. He didn't write a letter or form a committee to plead his case. He rushed into the arena defenseless and stepped between the two men. The crowd, who had paid good money to watch the bloody battle, was infuriated. They began throwing stones at Telemachus. They didn't stop until he was dead. Could God have saved him? Surely. However, he had a bigger plan that required his life. Emperor Honorius was so moved by Telemachus' bold and unselfish sacrifice to preserve life that 3 days later, he completely abolished the gladiator games. How many men were saved from death because Telemachus got involved? 4 centuries earlier, Jesus, another man who felt God's heart breaking, also willingly put himself in the center of the problem to call people out of their wickedness to a better life. He also suffered a brutal death, the worst in history. 3 days later, another fantastic announcement was made. Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Yeshua, Jesus, who was executed on the stake. He is not here because he has been raised, just as he said. What difference can one man make? Telemachus undoubtedly saved many. Jesus, Son of Man and Son of God, offers to save all. One man can make a huge difference in the course of man's story. What about you? Are you willing to risk your life to save another? Or is your own life too precious to take a chance? If you have been encouraged or challenged by this, please share.